भज मन राम चरण दिन राती, भज मन राम चरण दिन राती,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राती, भज मन राम चरण दिन राती,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राती, भज मन राम चरण दिन राती,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राती, भज मन राम चरण दिन राती।
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतो वंदे भगवन्तो पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदांत सिद्धांत गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविंदं परमानंदं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोस्म्यहम्।
इन लास्ट क्लास वी सॉ मृत कार्यम सकलम घटादि सततम मृण मात्रम एव आहितम। आहितम मीन्स एक्सेप्टेड। वॉट इज एक्सेप्टेड? मृत कार्य। मृत कार्य मीन मॉडिफिकेशन ऑफ क्ले, मॉडिफिकेशन ऑफ क्ले। सकलम ऑल, सततम, सततम मीन्स ऑलवेज इन पास्ट प्रेजेंट एंड फ्यूचर। सततम मृण मात्र, इट इज क्ले ओनली, मात्र इट इज क्ले ओनली। आहितम इट इज एक्सेप्टेड। तद्वत सज्जनितम, तद्वत इन द सेम वे, तद्वत सज्जनितम, जनितम इज बॉर्न, बॉर्न फ्रॉम सत, बॉर्न फ्रॉम ब्रह्मन। सज्जनितम सदात्मकम इदम, सदात्मक सदात्मकम, सदात्मकम मीन्स ऑफ द नेचर ऑफ एग्जिस्टेंस, सत सदात्मकम। इदम, so whatever you are seeing as a idam 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 idam, this 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 this, what is that? It is born from sat and it is of the nature of existence. San matre eva akhilam, that all thing is sat alone. Akhilam, the entire whole jagat is sat only. Then it was said, yasmat nasti satah param kimapi, there is nothing in the world other than sat, nothing in the world other than sat. Tat satyam sa atma swayam, that sat is my atma swayam. Don't think that sat, that truth is something different from me. Tat satyam sa atma swayam tasmat tattvamasi, therefore I am that brahman. अस्ति प्रशांतम श्री अमलम प्योर ब्रह्म अद्वयम नॉन डुअल ब्रह्मन यत परम विच इज सुप्रीम सुपीरियर टू दैट देन ही सेज निद्रा कल्पित देश काल विषय ज्ञात्रादि सर्व यथा निद्रा काल इन द ड्रीम स्टेट निद्रा काल देश काल विषय वॉट एवर द स्पेस यू सी इन द ड्रीम काल द टाइम विच यू सी एंड द वस्तु वॉट एवर ऑब्जेक्ट यू सी ज्ञात्रादि नॉट ओनली दैट इवन द ड्रीमर ड्रीम वर्ल्ड एंड ड्रीमर सर्व यथा मिथ्या एवरीथिंग इज मिथ्या इट इज फॉल्स इट इज फॉल्स मिथ्या तद्वत इह अपि तद्वत इह अपि मीन्स तद्वत सेम वे इह वॉट एवर यू आर सीइंग नाउ तद्वत इह अपि जागृति इन द वेकिंग स्टेट ही गेव एन एग्जाम्पल ऑफ स्वप्न टू एक्सप्लेन यू सी ऑल दी थ्री अवस्था एक्सप्लेन एवरीथिंग Susupti, if we study Susupti and dream state and Jagrat Avastha, waking state, it explains everything. So after giving the example of the dream state, now he's saying in the Jagrat, Jagat Sva Ajnana Karyatvat. Jagat, this whole word, whatever we are seeing in the waking world, what is that? He said, Ajnan. Is the ignorance. Because of the ignorance of the Brahman or the Self, this whole thing is it. Ajnana karyatvata. Yasmat evam idam. Yasmat therefore, because of this, evam, this, idam, this sarir, this body, karan. Karan means the instrument. Bahikaran and antakaran. So bahikaran, there are, how many instruments are in bahikaran? 10. 5 organs of perception and 5 organs of action, 10, and antakaran. Antakaran chatushtha means 4. So 14, all karan, saran, karan, pran. How many prana? 5 pranas, and upaprana 5. Aham. Aham is ego. Adi api asat. Adi api asat, it is not there. In case of dream, he said it is mithya. But in the case of Jagrat Avastha, this waking world, he is saying asat. Why it is asat? Because it is negated in other state. Waking world is negated in dream state and deep sleep state. Dream world is negated in waking state and deep sleep state. And deep sleep state is negated in waking world and dream world. Therefore, if it is sat, then it has to remain in three states. In all three states, Atman is absent. Atman is present. In all three states, Atman is present, but the world is changing. Waking world is not there in the dream state, in the deep sleep state. Dream world is not there in the waking state and deep sleep state. And deep sleep state is not there in... Since it is negated, therefore, this world is called Sat. This world is called Asat. Asat. Tasmat tattamisi prasantam amalam brahmadvayam yatparam. Tasmat tattamisi. Tasmat, therefore, you are that Brahman prasantam serene amalam pure brahmadvayam non-dual which is supreme. Gurudev writes, the time, space, objects and their knower projected in a dream are all cognized as unreal when the dreamer reviews them after fully waking up. Similarly is the case of the world of waking which is created by the ignorance of the self. There can be no dream once you are awake. You dream when you do not know you are in waking condition. The moment you come to apprehend your waking condition, the dream ends. Remember dream number 2 and dream number 1. We are talking about dream number 2, which ends when we come to dream number 1. Dream number 1 is our waking state. The moment you come to apprehend your waking condition, the dream ends. In the same way, because of the ignorance of the self, because we have no experience of the fourth, the higher plane of consciousness, we regard the waking world as real. So three states we know. What are three states? Jagrat avastha, sapna avastha, and the fourth avastha is beyond this. Really speaking, it is not fourth. It is not chaturtha. It is not fourth state. That is always already there in Jagrat avastha, sapna avastha and susupti avastha. That is represented as silence in our Kaivalya Upanishad also we saw. Jagrat, sapna and susupti are disturbance on that silence. Silence is always there. When we stop these three avastha, Jagrat, sapna, susupti, what will remain there? Silence will remain. That silence is Brahman. That is Shanti. So Brahman is Shanti. Jnanam Labdha. Shanti. On waking, the dreamer, the dream world, the dream equipments and the dream experiences are all unreal to the waker. So to the waking world will be unreal if we look at it from a higher plane of consciousness. Hence the body, the equipment such as mind, intellect, ego and chitta, all of them are unreal. For when one realizes the spiritual essence, none of these is available. When you are in the Turiya state, when you are in the fourth state, then these equipments are not available. Therefore, nobody could define Brahman till this day. How can you define? Because the equipments are not there. You can't define. Therefore, thou art that, the serene, the pure, the supreme Brahman, the one without a second. Yat bhrantya kalpitam tad viveke. Yat bhrantya kalpitam. This is bhranti. Kalpitam, imagination. So whatever in the waking world we are seeing is only a bhranti, a delusion. It's imaginary. Tad viveke, when you discriminate. Only problem is that we don't discriminate. Don't say that. We every day discriminate. We every day discriminate. Every moment we discriminate. Huh? But that discrimination is between two, anatma and anatma. When you come to satsang, then you come to know that you have to do another vivek, which is atma and anatma. That atma and anatma vivek, if you do, tad viveke tat tat matram, then you do the vivek. Are tat tat matram is only Satchidananda everywhere. In everything, in chair, tear, table, in mic, in board, BMI, everything, existence is there. Tat matram. Everywhere I am seeing that existence. Naiva tasmad vibhinnam. There is nothing different from that. Everywhere you find the same common factor, isness is there. Sapne nashtam sapna visu vichitram. When the dream number two, sapne nashtam, when the dream number two is over, sapna visvam vichitram, the dream world, vichitram, manifold. You see many things in the dream. Sasmad bhinnam kinnu drishta prabodhe. Do you see, do you know that it is anything different from your mind? The whole dream world was projection of my mind. When you come to the waking state, you come to know, are it was not there. It was all projection of my mind. And what is this waking world? This also is a projection of our mind. So long the mind is there, world is there. When the mind is not there, world is not there. Therefore, mind is world. When mind is not there, world is not there. A thing perceived in delusion disappears on the discrimination when its substratum is seen. The ghost in the post, the serpent in the rope, the silver in the cell, all disappear when the perceived things are approached discriminatingly and scientifically. Scientifically, you have to discriminate between atma and anatma. Hasty observation may lead to a wrong conclusion regarding a certain thing, but when I think clearly and contemplate upon it, the thing disappears and I come to apprehend the truth of the thing. When we go to the jewelry shop, see the ornaments, we see only Naam Roop, you know. We see only name and form. This is necklace, this is earring, this is nose pin. But a goldsmith, he sees the gold. Oh, for 1 gram of nose pin you are charging so much of money. It is only 1 gram, he will not touch. He will see where is the more gold is there and the value is less. The post alone is the reality. When whatever other than the post is seen is delusion, has no existence at all. It is only a play of mind. All naam roop is the play of your mind. What is mind? Flow of thought is mind. Then you dissect thought. Thought has what? Idam vritti and aham vritti. So idam vritti is continuously changing. Continuously changing. Aham vritti? A little bit constant. This aham vritti will go also. This aham also changes in day. Now I am sitting here as a student. When I go to the study class, this aham becomes teacher. I go to my office, I become officer. I go to the play game, I become player. Aham also changes. But the illuminator of this aham vritti is also different. It is continuously more permanent. It is always there. Whether the vritti is there or vritti is not there, this Shuddha Aham. So when the dream has ended, the dream world also ends. When the discrimination vivek comes, there is the delusion, bhranti vanishes. Reality alone is then available for experience. On waking up, the dream never appears as anything other than the waker's mind. Similarly, in the world projected by your own unintelligent perceptions, you may see things which are not there, but when you discriminate, the delusion ends and the illusory perception disappears. When the individual has experienced the highest, how can there be any experience of illusory pluralistic world perceived during the state of delusion? Now we come to meditation. So we have understood all what is this Brahman. Now aids to meditation, we have to reach there. Okay, next 10 verses are beautiful. We'll see.
जाति नीति कुल गोत्र दूरगम जाति नीति कुल गोत्र दूरगम नाम रूप गुण दोष वर्जितम नाम रूप गुण दोष वर्जितम देश काल विषयातिवर्तियत देश काल विषयातिवर्तियत ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि जाति नीति कुल गोत्र दूरगम नाम रूप गुण दोष वर्जितम देश काल विषयातिवर्तियत ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि
ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि द फोर्थ पाद इट विल कम इन नेक्स्ट 10 वर्सेस ब्रह्म तत्त्वमसि दैट ब्रह्मन यू आर Bhavayatmani, contemplate on that in your mind. Okay, what is that Brahman? It's self-effulgent. We know self-effulgent. Swayam Prakasa. You don't need any other light to see that Brahman. And don't question any word what is written by Shankaracharya. When I speak, you understand. Similarly, whatever Shankaracharya word is using, you will be able to understand. We will understand each and every word. Then after that, don't apply your mind. Just think. Like when I say cat, you immediately stand cat. What is cat? Similarly, jati, niti, kul, gotra, we'll see each word. Okay. So it is said here, tattvamasi. Tattvamasi, you are that Brahman, no tark, no logics. We have already seen, we all are Brahman. How we are Brahman? Upadhi sahit. Upadhi rahit, conditioning. Without body, without gross body, subtle body and causal body, we all are Brahman. With body, we are Jiva. And Lord Krishna is Krishna. Without body, Lord Krishna, and without my body, we both are. That we have to understand. Okay. So what we have to do now, you have to turn your attention to mind. Turn your attention to yourself. These are all meditative words. So when this verse will be chanted, turn your attention to yourself. We have to go even beyond mind also. At that time, don't think about the world. These words will show you the path how to go there. Don't think of world at that time. And Gurudev used to say, take a U-turn. Is it not so? We are all used to going into the world. On the world, we have to take U-turn because world is inside. World is outside, and where we have to go? We have to go inside. So you have to make a U-turn. Okay. So what is the object of meditation? Jati niti kul gotra durgam. Gam means to go. Durgam. Durgam is beyond. Stula sushma karan sarire vyatirikta. Beyond. Say jati. What is jati? You see, these all words are related to this world. All this world. We have to negate all this. That Brahman is different from all this. Jati. We see manusya jati, pasu jati, animal species, plant, human beings. In human also there are different. Plant also different. In plant there is mango tree. In mango tree is upajati. There are 100 types of mangoes. Upajati. Is that so? In animal also like that. In human beings also, we make classification in different ways. Is not so? Income wise, high income, low income, middle income, education wise. Big difference. Or nation wise. Citizen of this place, that place. Color wise. Height wise. Gender wise. Make division, jati. Then in Brahman also, there is again different jati is there. First we will say, who are you? I am Brahman. Then you say, which Brahman? He will say, I am Kanyakubja, I am this, I am that, this is superior Brahman, this is inferior Brahman. In Brahman also there is superior. Then you say, which Veda? You are not Chaturvedi. Which Veda? Not only Veda, which Sakha? Out of the whole Veda, which Sakha? You see, divisions. Which Sakha? Okay. Then again he will say, jati, niti. What is niti? A set of belief, opinion, religious belief, something like that. A set of belief. Like we say in the case of political belief, here in America you say, are you Democrat or you are Republican? I mean, niti. Niti means, what is your belief? Belief. In religious field also we will ask, what is your belief? Somebody will say, I am Muslim, I am Hindu. Then Hindu also, they will say, I am Shiva Bhakta, I am white, I am Vishnu, I am this and that. In business also, there is different belief. Somebody will say, oh, I follow a policy, honesty is the best policy. Another will say, no, customer is always right. That is what is followed in America. In India, customer is always different belief, you say, neeti, kul, what kul? Oh, you know, I am Suryavansi, I am Chandravansi, you know my kul, you know my family lineage, kul, jati, neeti, kul, gotra, gotra, the original rishi from which we all have come. So whenever we do puja, we need gotra also to identify. Is the mool purush, mool rishi, like Kashyap, Gautam, and nowadays we all say, we don't know, Chinmay Gotra. So this are, why this gotra is needed? In Karmakand it is needed. In ritual, we need that. So on meditation seat, don't think about your jati, profession, status. Don't think you are brahmachari or sannyasi. In Kaivalya Upanishad, we studied Atyasramastha Sakalindriyani Niruddhya Bhaktya Swagurum Pranamya. Atyasramastha. What is that Atyasramastha? Beyond three. You are in the sannyasasram. Beyond, don't think you are brahmachari or a grihastha or I am in the vanprastha. Atyasramastha. When you are sitting in the meditation seat, you are in no ashram. Then Sakalindriyani Niruddhya. All the indriyas are to be collected, withdrawn. And then after that, what is to be done? Bhaktya swaguru pranamya. Bhaktya by devotion, prostrating to your guru. Then meditate, start meditation. So meditate on your higher nature or status and not on the status which you have in this world, in the waking world. I am a professor, I am a teacher, I am a doctor, I am an engineer, I am a lawyer. No. Nama rupa gos, guna dosa varjitam. Varjitam is without. The first line tells you, jati niti kul gotra durgam, that Brahman is beyond jati. Why beyond jati? Because he is only one. The classification will happen if there are many. There are so many trees, so we classify this is mango tree, this is apple tree, this is this tree. And in apple also, there are 100 types of apples. Because Brahman is one. Kul. No kul. No lineage. Why no lineage? Not born. Brahma ka maa baap nahi hai. He is causeless cause. Kul. Niti. No niti. He alone is there. What niti? What belief? Muslim hai ki Hindu hai kya? No. Kuch nahi hai. Niti. Gotra. Maabaap hi nahi hai. To where is the gotra? Jati niti kul gotra duragam. Then naam roopa guna dosa varjitam. Varjitam is without. Without naam. Why naam is needed? For the transaction purpose in the world. If Brahman alone is there, do you think he needs a naam? A name is required for Brahman? No. But why you call Brahman? We say Priyatvad Brahman. He is infinite. Therefore, we address him as a Brahman. Rupa. He is Arupa. Arupa means no form. Nirakar. No naam Arupa. Guna dos varjitam. Gun and dos. There is no gun and dos. In this watch, there can be gun dos. In anybody or in any object of the world, there can be gun and dos. There may be some defects, there may be some good qualities in that. But in Brahman, it's homogeneous, same thing is without gross body, subtle body, and causal body. All gun dos relates to sattva, rajas, tamas, or gross body, subtle body, and causal body. Naam rupa guna dosa varjitam. Desa kala visaya ativartayat. Ativarti means beyond desa kala vastu. He is beyond the space, beyond the space, he is even beyond space also. Desh, beyond space. Kal, beyond time. Kalatit. Vastu, not limited in vastu. Beyond all these things. So he is timeless and spaceless. Truly speaking, time and space is in Brahman. They are finite. In dream, we transcend time and space. Do you know that? In dream, we transcend time and space. In dream, we see elephant. Can you see an elephant? Even if the whole head is taken as the space in which you are seeing an elephant, is it feasible? We have transcended that. Time, within 1.5 minutes, you are seeing 100 years. So dream world clock is also different. So choose any one verse and meditate on that. Take every day new verse. Meaning is same, only words are different. All 10 verses indicate the same Brahman. Words are different, but meaning is same. So Gurudev has beautifully described the last line, Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. From this verse onward, for 10 verses, there are ideas to help the meditator at his seat of contemplation. You do well to learn them by heart and employ them continuously for reflection and daily contemplation. That Brahman thou art, keep this attitude constantly in your bosom. Understanding or knowing is the function of intellect, while feeling is the function of mind. All emotions come in mind. All decisions are taken by intellect. Knowing truth alone will never take you to the truth, nor is the feeling truth sufficient to realize it. Knowing is developed through the study of the scripture, and the feeling for the God is increased by bhakti or devotion. So after explaining what is the function of intellect and mind, for the purpose of contemplation, Gurudev is going to tell you that you should need a integrated intellect and mind. And he tells that integrated mind and intellect is heart. Thus, knowledge and devotion are the methods and the techniques by which the understanding of the Lord's nature and devotion for the Lord are enhanced. Neither of them by itself is capable of realizing the truth, because it is beyond the mind and intellect. But where the mind and the intellect merge, the instrument so forged is called the heart in all scriptural literature. So the mind and intellect is integrated, then it is said heart. Just as understanding jnana is the function of the intellect, the feeling bhakti is the function of mind, contemplation bhavana is the function of the heart. Underline this, because many people ask this question, what is contemplation? So for understanding contemplation, you have to understand the function of mind, function of intellect, and the integration of mind and intellect is heart, and we contemplate in heart. Since the heart is the combination of the mind and intellect, its function too must be the combination of the two. Therefore, the contemplation is the feeling fully what you have understood, and understanding fully what you have felt. Feeling full understanding, or understanding feeling, is bhavana or contemplation. Not merely understand the sacred text, which any professor can, and not merely feel, which any purblind man can, but within yourself try to feel what you have understood, and to understand what your own strange feelings confirm. Thus contemplate, constantly meditate in your own heart, that Brahman I am. Contemplate steadily upon it. Any amount of study will not help you. Come to apprehend it as your innermost self, that Brahman art thou. The truth which is beyond caste, creed, family and lineage is Brahman. whether an Indian or a foreigner, a Christian or a Muslim, a man or a woman, whether a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaisya or Sudra, the Self is beyond all such distinctions. Brahman is beyond all names and form, merits and demerits, and consequently is not a substance. Brahman is that which is not conditioned by time, space and object. This set of 10 verses is an inspiring guide for meditation. While repeating them in your meditation, do not think that you are telling them to somebody else. You are only advising yourself. Your higher intellect is advising your own lower intellect. Keep this bhavana always as a holy and divine attitude in yourself. Gurudev is reminding us. Many times I also remind you. The burial ground is creeping toward you every moment. Many of us have crossed Apakshiyate. Last station, same thing he's saying. The burial ground is creeping toward you every moment. There is no time to waste or regretting your past or being anxious for your future. Contemplate upon these ideas from now onward. Let your hand and legs function, but let a part of your mind steadily hold on to the idea of the divine essence on you. Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, so long you are grihastha, hold Lord with one hand, with other hand you do the work of the world. When the grihastha ashram is over, then hold that Lord with the both hands. Aisa to nahi karte hain. We don't do that. In grihastha ashram, we work with the both hands. Not only 8 hours, 16 hours a day. And we forget Lord. Same thing Gurudev is saying. Next verse.
Yat param sakalavaga gocharam. Yat param sakalavaga gocharam. Gocharam vimala bodha chakshusah. Gocharam vimala bodha chakshusah. Shuddha chidghana mana divastu yad. Shuddha chidghana mana divastu yad. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Yat param sakalavaga gocharam. Gocharam vimala bodha chakshusah. Shuddha chidghana mana divastu yad. Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani.
Brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. Atmani in your mind. You contemplate, you meditate. That Brahman thou art. Okay, what is that Brahman? Yat param sakal vak agocharam. Yat param. That is supreme. Sakal, all. Vak agocharam. Vak, speech. Agocharam, it cannot be seen, cannot be grasped, cannot be described. Vak represents all organs of perception, all organs of action, mind, intellect. All 14. 5 organs of perception, 5 organs of action, and antakaran chatushtay. All these 14 we cannot grasp. Param. Param is that which is desakala vastu aparichinna. It's not limited by des, space, kal, time, and vastu, object. It's not limited by that. But we say sarvatra, sarvada, sarvagat, we always say, is all pervading, is everywhere. That statement is not fully correct actually. We are limiting Brahman. We are saying, where is that sarvatra space? Everywhere in the space, the Brahman is there. Are Brahman is beyond the space also, we have to know that. But for understanding, sarvatra, sarvada, we say. When we say sarvada, we want to limit him by time. That is beyond time. Truly speaking, whole desh kal vastu is in Brahman. Whole desh kal vastu is in Brahman. Everything is him. How is that everything is in him? Because he is substratum. He is giving substratum to each and everything. To the space also. The space, they are so infinite space also, is supported by that Brahman. In Purushuktam, it is said, it is dasangulam. It is beyond space, even ten angles. That means to show, he is bigger than space also. So we sometimes think he is everywhere, sarvatra, sarvatra. But yesterday we did Janmashtami. Then some of might be thinking, my Brahman is only Laddu Gopal. He is only this one. People think. Okay. But from the highest standpoint, Deshkal Vastu is nothing is there. We have seen the whole world is not at all there. And there is no time, there is no past and future. It's only present is there. The moment I say present, this moment has become past. See? And the future? Future become present. Future become present. But tomorrow never comes back. Tomorrow becomes today. The moment I say today, it becomes past. Khatam ho gaya, moment gone. So there is no past and future. There is only present in Brahman. So substratum of time is that also. Sakala vaka gocharam, speech, whatever language word you use, you cannot define that. It's beyond that. And in Taittiriya Upanishad, many times I have said this thing. Yato vacho nivartante aprapya mansasah. Yato vacho nivartante, speech come back. Cannot describe. Aprapya mansasa, but you cannot get it by mind also. You cannot get it by mind means what? You cannot make Brahman as an object of your mind. Like the ek gadi, can you show me Brahman? No. You cannot make Brahman like this. Okay. Gocharam vimal bodhate. Are abhi aapne kaha agochar? It cannot be seen. Now you are saying gocharam. No. It can be experienced. Shankaracharya is saying gocharam. How you can see? Vimal bodha chakshusa. Vimal bodha. If you have got a chakshu and eye, which is vimal, pure. Vimal bodha chakshusa. You can see it. Agochar means where the eyes cannot reach. What is gochar? Go means indriya. Char means when it goes out. What, where it go? Sense object. Sense object. Agochar means you cannot perceive those. That was in the first line. Brahman cannot be made an object. But Brahman can be experienced. Gocharam. Now he says gocharam. Can be perceived. Can be experienced. By what? Vimala bodha chakshu. A chakshu, an eye, which is pure. What is this Vimala Bodha Chakshu? It is eye of wisdom. It is the third eye, we say. Vimala Bodha Chakshu. You can see Vimala Chakshu. With understanding, you can see everywhere existence is there. Vimala Bodha Chakshu. This Vimala Bodha Chakshu was given to Sanjay and Arjun. Dibya Drishti, they said. Dibya Drishti. And they were able to see everything. So with the eyes of flesh, we can't see a thing. Which is otherwise, if I have got an eye which is 6 by 6, sometimes we are not able to see even the minute thing. We need some other aid to see it. Brahman is not a special thing. It is a common thing, very common. It is not a special thing at all. very common. Very common. Change your drishti, you will be able to see it. Change your drishti. Like each of you are sitting here, the eyes will see only the specifics. Oh, this is Supi ji, this is Archana ji. Now it can see that. But we miss one thing. We are seeing the specifics, is it not so? Specifics, chair, table, with specifics we are seeing. But we are not seeing the light. Unless somebody tells you that without light it cannot be seen, nothing can be seen. Same way, this self-effulgent Brahman is a common thing everywhere, but we miss it every time. We miss it. It is said in Hindi, najar badlo to najara badal jayega. Najar badlo, najara badal jayega. There was a person, we should have start meditation. There was a person, was a young, very energetic, revolutionary, and just passed his brahmachari course. He said he will come and teach everybody Vedant. Sabko Vedantik bana dega. He will travel in the plane or in the train, he will start talking about Brahman only, whether you are interested or not interested. When he came to the middle age, he was praying to the Lord, oh Lord, give me energy, I want to change the whole world, I want to teach knowledge to everybody. Nahi hua, kuch nahi hua. When he came to the middle age, he started praying to Lord, give me energy so that I can teach my family members. I can change my family members. इतना तो कर लें. When he came to the old age, he found that he could not change even a single person in the family also. Then he started praying to the Lord, oh Lord, give me energy so that I can change myself. And he realized, I should have prayed for the, in the beginning. I should change myself. I was trying to change the whole world. Then I tried to change my family. Vimalabodha Chakshu. So pray to the Lord. So what is that Brahman now? Suddha Chitta Ghanam Anadi Vastuyat. Suddha, pure, Chitta Ghan, mass of consciousness. And Anadi, beginningless, because it's not born. Vastu is an entity, which is pure mass of consciousness, which is beginningless entity. It is homogeneous, it is self-effulgent. Effulgent, it is anadi, it is beginningless. One person went to Uriya Baba and said, can you tell me on whom we should meditate? He said, best object is you yourself. And Sant Mahatma, he said, so simply they said. He went there, to whom should I meditate upon? Lord Krishna or Lord Rama or Ganesha and Durga? He said, what? Meditate on yourself. So, after studying these verses, if somebody asks you, what is your name? Don't say Anami. I've got no name. Why? I'm Brahman. Or, if somebody tells you, okay, aaj jara bhekum karke jana hai. What bhekum? I'm Brahman Akriya. Brahman is a, you told me, Brahman is a, I'm Brahman. So we have to practice this. We will meditate for 10 minutes. Huh? So I will not go into the details of meditation, all the beginning steps you all know. What is that? We will chant Om mentally and then prostrate to Guru and prostrate to Lord, and after that withdraw your mind from your body, from your mind, and Auntie will chant only these two verses very slowly, one line, she will give gap. Your mind should only think what we have understood today. Jati niti kul gotra duragam. There is not jati. It's got no jati, not kul, not gotra. Duragam. Softly close your eyes, mentally chant Om. Prostrate to the Lord, salute to Gurudev and Swami Tapovanji Maharaj. Withdraw your attention from the world. Withdraw your attention from this hall also. Bring your attention to your body. Bring your attention to your pranas. Bring your attention to your mind.
Jati niti kula gotra duragam. यत् परं सकलवागोचरम् गोचरं विमलबोधचक्षुषः चित्खनम् अनादिवस्तु यद् ब्रह्मतत्त्वमसि भावयात्मनि
Please memorize these two verses. We have got 1 week. Next week we'll practice this meditation. Just in your mind, chant one line and just contemplate on each word, like that.
You can contemplate anywhere. You don't need any CD. Nothing is needed. If you remember these 10 verses, if one verse is not working, go to the next verse. It may so happen you can realize in the first verse itself. Brahman realization can happen in the verse number 1 only. If it has not happened, don't get disheartened. Go to verse number 2, verse number 3. So you need nothing but sit quietly and contemplate. But you have to know the meaning of the words, follow that thought, meditate in heart, heart is integrated, mind and intellect, with bhakti. With bhakti. And with knowledge. With the knowledge, each word indicates to take you to there. It is not jati, niti, kul, gotra, durga.
Prasad Nishna. Before the next Sunday, next Sunday, are we doing it or
not? It's up to you. If you want only 50, then 50 later. But all of you should come, otherwise you will miss something.
Yeah. Very important part. Yeah. I cannot. Especially, I will come.
Chuti?
No, maybe. Some people will come. So.
Some will come. I want everybody.
Everybody should be able to come.
Yeah, that is something different. I am going to India.
Oh, that's a Jayanti ji will not come for few weeks. 2 weeks. 2 weeks.
No, we have a wedding, neighbor's son's wedding.
Yeah. Maybe it's a long weekend. If you want,
no, but we are going to be there in downtown. We are living on Friday and staying there all weekend. So that's okay, but there are so many people are coming.
So only how many people are those charged this afternoon with us? Only 15 are there.
But only 2 are not coming. 13 are coming, so that's okay.
You see, it used to be more than 25. It used to be touch 30. It is coming down. Is it because of the summer vacation?
It will come up again.
Yeah, vacation.
Only because of this time.
So, chutti de lo ek hafta.
Yeah.
What is wrong?
But uncle ji, uske baad mein aayega.
Uske baad continuous chalega.
I know. One weekend and nothing.
Chalo, decide karo, jaldi decide karo.
We'll come.
Okay. We'll have class. Okay.
Acha, kon aayega? Just.
Okay. Only, acha, 3 aadmi nahi hai. You are also not there?
I'm out of town.
I see. Uh-huh.
You are out of town? You are coming.
Yes.
Somebody does it nicely. Adios.
You are going to walk?
Yeah.